Deep within a lake on an uninhabited island in the Pacific Ocean, the bubbling rupture of an earthquake stirred awake the birds and animals, sending them to hide. As the bubbles subsided, the many tunnels into the landmass under the lake were sealed by large door boulders for the Gorgon's new home. Past these boulders, a Gorgon female hunched over a large rusted basin. She threw pebbles, watching the ripples form images. Her smile widened as she raised her talons and said,
"You wanted proof she was still out there, Your Most Excellent."
King Wakal made his way to her and looked in the basin. "Ibis," he mouthed, "nothing is forgotten." His voice, a decibel lower than usual, declared.
"Yes, my lord,"
Temesis said, her unruly hair pulled back.
"Killing Mabon would be much easier if Ibis had a body."
Wakar placed his strong hands on the rim of the basin, tilting it forward to view the Avon Vault. Many years had passed since he viewed the princess's features. Even under the glass, they shimmered with want, and Ibis wanted a lot. He would have given it to her if it wasn't for the desire for Mabon that turned into a hunger.
"Stupid fool."
He tilted the basin again, and the water landed on another ice cage.
"She can be freed along with the beast, Aja, and together they can make the spirit flesh."
Temesis waved her hand over the water and cleared the image of Aja's imprisoned body behind Ibis. Wakal raised his chin and watched as the water solidified like the ice that encased both beings. Freeing them would start the conflict once again, and he didn't know if his Gorgons were up to the task. 20 females had given birth since the curse was lifted. 11 had killed their offspring out of exasperation for their new role as caregiver rather than warrior. The 9 little Gorgonians were being tended for apart from their parents. He didn't want familial ties that bound his Gorgons to another instead of to him. He didn't want complications in an age where Gorgons would think of defending their kin.
"Your Most Great?"
Temesis glanced at the king's reluctant features. She recognized the spoils of war which burdened and weakened him. Only time would break him further.
"This could be that time."
Moving away from the basin, King Wakar ordered,
"Do it."